But now we have a news program for you here on WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg.
Things are in, and I-81 construction takes its toll on local businesses. All that, plus traffic, sports, and weather in today's 5 o'clock news break on WUVT-FM Blacksburg. I'm Joel Beebe. Virginia Tech ranks number 71 in this year's U.S. News & World Report college rankings, down from last year's 69th place. Virginia Tech ranks as the 24th best engineering school in the nation. Harvard tops the list, followed by Princeton and Yale. The report considers various factors in determining college rankings, such as class size, student-to-faculty ratio, freshman retention rate, acceptance rate, and student test scores. Blasting along I-81 affected local businesses on Route 460, says WBDJ7. Local customers are forced to shop elsewhere to avoid traffic associated with the interstate construction. However, it has caused more cars to wait in the traffic outside of other stores and has thus boosted the number of customers that shop in these stores. The construction should be finished in a few months, and store owners hope to see business return to normal. In traffic news, North Main Street will be reduced to one lane in the area of the roundabout at Price's Fork Road on Tuesday and Thursday this week from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. Flaggers will be in the area to direct traffic. Remember also that the westbound lane of Turner Street will remain closed through today to work on the sewage lines. Use caution while traveling in the area as always. Now over to sports with Sean Dyerly.
Thanks, Joel. The men's soccer team hosts the Longwood University Lancers tonight at Thompson Field, starting at 7 p.m. The Lancers enter Thompson Field with the record of 1-2-1. Last year, Virginia Tech had more shots on goal and more corner kicks throughout the game, but Longwood came out on top by kicking in the winning goal in the 70th minute of the game. The Lancers team has a 3-2 average on the Hokies in Blacksburg. This will be the eighth time that the two teams have met. In golf, the Virginia Tech men tied for fourth place in the Northern Intercollegiate Tournament this past weekend, with junior Mikey Moyers tying for third in individual competition. The Tech team shot 37 over par over the three rounds. Moyers shot a 213 over the three rounds, leaving him with an even par. Scott Vincent, a freshman, came in 14th place at 8 over par, and senior Blake Redmond finished in 68th place with a stroke count of 238. The Hokie tennis team served defeat at the UNCG invite this weekend. Marcisio Anton claimed the flight title for the team on Sunday in Greensboro. Anton conquered UNC Asheville's Adrian Landeard in a single flight A1 championship match. The Hokies will return to the court on September 16th for the Nike Fab Four in Cary, North Carolina. The women's tennis team traveled to Williamsburg this weekend for the 19th annual Tribe Invitational. The Hokies' Izel Martinez Marcos picked up a pair of wins in the back draw to defeat Winthrop's Camille Armani in straight sets, 6-2 and 6-3. T. Ivanovic and Martha Blakely collaborated to attain victory over JMU's Catherine Bowling and Kinsey Pate and 8-2 in the Flight A doubles. The Invitational was cut short on Sunday because of rain. That's all for sports today, and here's Amanda with the weather report.
Thanks, Sean. Clear skies and warm, dry weather are in store, but not for long. From the WUVT Weather Center, this is meteorologist Amanda Weigel. A high-pressure system has moved into our area today and will remain here through Wednesday, bringing us two more days of summer-like weather. Tonight, expect clearer skies with an overnight low of 56. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with daytime highs near 83 and a chance of afternoon thunderstorms after 4 p.m. On Wednesday night, a cold front will move in from the northwest, bringing colder temperatures and unsettled weather through Friday. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy with a chance of showers with an overnight low of 57. As the cold front moves into our area on Thursday, skies will turn mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms during the day and into the night. Daytime highs will be near 74 with an overnight low of near 54. Back to you, Joel.
Thanks, Amanda. Right now, it's mostly sunny in the New River Valley. It's 83 in Roanoke, 82 near Dublin and Pulaski, 87 in Hillsville, 79 near Withville, 78 in Bluefield, and it's 81 outside the WUVT studios in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. For WUVT News, I'm Joel Beebe.
The subject is Ladies and gentlemen.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen.
Subject is jazz.
At this time, we'd like to play a number that's
engaging, original part of the standard jazz repertoire.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The subject is jazz. The music you are listening is jazz. The music you are listening to is Decadent and Depraved. You are listening to WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg. right, that last track you just heard was the Dave King Trump King Company. You can't say Poem and Concrete off their album Good Old Light, that track before it, which got me banned from a pizza place. I can't say where, but it got me banned from a pizza place. How about that? Was Wadada Leo Smith's Organic, the song Toni Morrison, Black Hole. Actually, that's kind of cool. I saw someone reading a Toni Morrison book earlier today, so I figured it was apropos. WUVT would like to remind you not to drink and drive. It doesn't matter if you had one drink or 10 drinks, if you're driving 100 miles or just 1 mile. Alcohol impairs your motor coordination, and if you get behind the wheel under the influence of alcohol, you could kill yourself or somebody else. So do yourself a favor, and everyone else a favor, and make sure you don't drive while under the influence of alcohol. It's no good, people. Don't do it. Just don't do it. What we got coming up next is a Roshan Roland Kirk track. He's a wonderful multi-instrumentalist, and I encourage you that you check him out. He did a wonderful little gimmick where he played several saxophones at the same time, though I don't believe he'll be doing that on this specific track. Anyways, give it a listen. You are listening to WUVT 90.7 Blacksburg.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. That was absolutely beautiful. I can't really say much else about that. Learning disabilities, hearing loss, speech delay, and violent behavior. These are just some of the effects lead paint has on young children. If your home was built before 1978, lead paint on your walls, doors, and windows may be dangerous. Even simple granules of lead paint can spell serious problems for young children. Let's attempt to make all kids lead-free kids. You can visit www.leadfreekids.org for more information. That last track you just heard was William Parker and his group In Order to Survive. Off the album The Peach Orchard, it was Posium Pandasum No. 3. We got some more rotation coming up. Warren Wolf CD up. A vibraphonist that I particularly like is coming up next. And after that, some big band Thelonious Monk. We got some good stuff coming up. Make sure you're listening to. You're listening to WUVT 90.7 Blacksburg. If you want to call in at 540-231-9888. That number again is 540-231-WUVT.